Filogagging. An introduction. Dimitri. If Atlas holds up the world, what holds up Atlas? Tasso. Atlas stands on the back of a turtle. Dimitri. But what does the turtle stand on? Tasso. Another turtle. Dimitri. And what does that turtle stand on? Tasso. My dear Dimitri, it's turtles all the way down. This bit of ancient Greek dialogue perfectly illustrates the philosophical notion of infinite regress, a concept that comes up when we ask if there's a first cause of life, of the universe, of time and space, and most significantly, of a creator. Something must have created the creator, so the causal buck or turtle cannot stop with him, or with the creator behind him, or the one behind him. It's creators all the way down, or up, if that seems like the right direction for chasing down creators. If you find that infinite regress is getting you nowhere fast, you might consider the doctrine of creatio ex nihilo. Creation out of nothing, or as John Lennon put it in a slightly different context, before Elvis, there was nothing. But let's lend an ear to old Tasso again. As well as being illuminating, his rejoinder, "It's turtles all the way down," definitely has the ring of a punchline. Bada bing. That's no surprise to us. The construction and payoff of jokes and the construction and payoff of philosophical concepts are made out of the same stuff. They tease the mind in similar ways. That's because philosophy and jokes proceed from the same impulse, to confound our sense of the way things are, to flip our worlds upside down, and to ferret out hidden, often uncomfortable truths about life. What the philosopher calls an insight, the gagster calls a zinger. For example, consider the following classic joke. On the surface, it just sounds deliciously goofy, but on closer inspection, it speaks to the very heart of British empiricist philosophy. The question of what sort of information about the world we can depend on. Morty comes home to find his wife and his best friend Lou naked together in bed. Just as Morty is about to open his mouth, Lou jumps out of the bed and says, "Before you say anything, old pal, what are you gonna believe, me or your eyes?"